demonstrate this homily or this gospel. I've always wanted to have a fattened calf and then to have a little skinny, scrawny goat to come on to the sanctuary to kind of illustrate two of the signs that lie at the very heart of this gospel. Because there are two images of God that are at work. It's both of the sons who misunderstand what the Father is like. Both of them don't understand the capacity for mercy, the capacity for love, the capacity for generosity that the Father has. Both of them imagine that the Father is altogether different from what the Father actually is. And particularly we see that in the older son. The older son who imagined that he has been a good son, that he's been loyal to his father, but he misunderstands that. He says, I have been slaving away for you all of these years. And that's his sense of the Father. That's his understanding of the way that the Father is, that he's simply a slave master, a tyrant. But that's not the way that we see the Father as he unfolds in the story. The Father is tender. The Father is compassionate. The Father is generous. When the younger son comes asking for his share of the inheritance, when he basically says to the Father, I wish you were dead, the Father simply says, okay, take your share and go. Do what you have to do. The Father doesn't place any further restrictions on the younger son. So it's simply unfair when the older son makes this accusation. When he says that you never even offered me this, you know, goat to be able to celebrate with my friends. And a goat is scrawny. A goat is not good eating. Maybe I'm a little bit biased in this. I remember the first time that I ever ate goat in a very good, you know, restaurant in a very good hotel when I was away on holidays, and I got violently ill afterwards. So perhaps my sense of goat is a little bit perverse or corrupted or something. But, you know, a goat is only sufficient for a few people to eat. But a fatted calf you can feed a whole village. When the father says, let's go kill the fatted calf, he's not saying we'll celebrate just with the few people in our family. He's not saying we'll celebrate even with the people in our household. He's saying this is a cause of celebration for the whole village, for perhaps up to 200 people. That's the number of people you can feed from a fatted calf. Because God is generous, God is loving, God wants us to experience that fullness. But sometimes we imagine that all God is willing to offer is this scrawny goat. Sometimes we limit the experience of grace. Sometimes we limit the experience of healing. Sometimes we say to God, you know, you don't have the power. You don't have the capacity. All I do is slave away for you, and you never offer me this experience of grace, this experience of mercy, this experience of healing. In our Eucharist today, we have that opportunity. We have that opportunity to experience the bounty of God, a God who wants to reconcile, to restore, to renew, to recreate. A God who wants to bring his healing. A God who wants to bring his new life into us, into tired and weary bones, into souls that are healed, that are sick. He wants to bring his healing. He wants to bring his peace. He wants to invite us to the feast. We, of course, can be like the older brother. As the feast happens all around us, as the party continues, we can say, no, I'll just stay outside. Thank you very much. Or we can allow God's grace and mercy to heal us. And we can go into the feast. And we can go and experience the richness and the wonder of God's love for us today.